You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful souls. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much for being here in this amazing space that you have created, that you have called forth. The Wisdom of the Ancients show literally was called forth by every single one of you shining lights in the community. I'm Ian Shelley. It is absolutely a pleasure to be here as always, and we have a wonderful, wonderful show for you. The collective energy is high. There's already a lot of you who are engaging with sending your questions in and raising your hands. I can see that. So I know it's going to be an incredible show. And the wisdom of the ancients really is it's about that ancient wisdom, the knowledge that was once known, but may be forgotten right now. Maybe that lost knowledge, knowledge not only from our own planet and our own realm, but all galaxies, all worlds, all dimensions, and all time-space realities converging right now to now. And the theme for this particular season is collapsing the illusion. So stripping back all the Maya, all the illusion, revealing the truth. And so as we speak to our next guest, that's going to come forth how we can really reveal the truth that is you. So as we embark on this journey, that is tonight's call, we call on the ancient ones. We call on the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. We in such gratitude for bringing us here in the first place, bringing us together as a community. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Dr. Karen Kahn is a light medicine doctor, a best-selling author, and founder of the Tolpakan Healing Method. As an earth angel and starseed with a past life as a Lemurian healer, she has been able to attune humanity to the high vibrational healing energies originally gifted by the archangels and has now been evolved to an even higher level. The Tolpakan Healing Method is the result. Using a three-step process of align, ask, and activate, she teaches you how to harness this power within yourself and quickly discern imbalances and heal them with ease and grace. As a mentor and healer, she helps highly sensitive people hone their superpowers. Their superpowers, I love that. And express your soul's mission and experience joy in the process. What she's really passionate about is helping the world move from darkness into light. So welcome, Karen. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Oh, thank you, Ian. It is such an honor to be in your community, on this show, and I've heard lots of wonderful things about you. So people saying, oh, I'm so glad you're on Ian's show. I love him. You know, so I think this is, I can feel the love from your community already. It's really quite remarkable. So congratulations. Well done. Mm.
Aren't they beautiful? All you beautiful shining lights, aren't you all so beautiful? I can see the sparkle in your eyes, everyone. I can feel your hearts. I can feel the vibration that you're bringing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love to everyone. So beautiful. But, you know, even though we have, often we have these incredible outlooks and we feel that we are truly part of the divine, you know, we still struggle with health issues and financial issues and relationship issues because we are, you know, we've kind of, part of us is anchored in the third dimension. And, you know, the other part is in the fifth dimension, but we kind of oscillate between the two. We kind of go back and forth, I think.
So true.
Yeah. So I really wanted to find out from you, Dr. Karen, because you have, I don't know if I should use the word developed, but, you know, it's been channeled to you, this Tolpakan healing method. So we want to hear about that. But before we do that, I wanted to ask, because you are a medical doctor, and now you're a spiritual healer and a doctor of light medicine. So something happened in your life. There was a transformation. There was something that happened. And we're curious, what happened that had you make this leap?
Oh, I'm so happy to share that. I think many people, especially your community, who I have, you know, had a conversation with Source, and about 90% plus are what we call sensitive souls. So sensitive souls meaning that we have a soul type that when we come into a human body, we're here to do something bigger than just kind of, you know, have fun and experience, which some souls, that's their purpose. But for us, it's usually a bigger purpose. And I was completely blind to that growing up. And I was one of these really, really sensitive types who was told, like, to stop being so sensitive. My mom was sensitive. We were made fun of. And I just never felt, you know, very good about myself. My self-esteem was really low. And I just kept doing everything for everyone. And I know there's lots of people on the call today who could probably resonate with that pattern of just, you know, trying so hard and trying to please people and trying to do the right thing. And I got to the point where in my early 30s, I burnt out. I just, you know, medical school wasn't easy for me as a sensitive soul, as you can imagine. The late nights, just the various, you know, harsh energies between the ER, the surgeons, you know, my colleagues, difficult patients. So I burnt out in my, you know, early 30s, got fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and actually was even suicidal. As a medical doctor, I was thinking, gee, I know a lot of different ways I could fake my, you know, like pretend it was a natural death and my husband would get the insurance payment. I mean, that was how bad my dark night of the soul was at the time. And I remember lying down in my bed, quietly sobbing because I didn't want to wake my husband up and just saying, take me now, you know, take me, God, take me now. I don't know what to do. I feel horrible. And then it was like this sobbing, sobbing, sobbing in the silence. And all of a sudden there was like this thought, and it sounded like a voice, but it was like my own voice. It said, you have a choice, you know. And I was like, no, I don't, no, I don't. And but then I thought about it, and, you know, it kind of developed into this, well, you know, you could choose to go this path and continue what you're doing, or you could make a different choice. What do you want to do? You want to live or you want to die? And at that point, I thought about it long and hard, and it's like 3 a.m. in the morning. So I was like, I want to live. And that was that pivotal moment where I started making, well, I would say difficult choices, really saying, this is what I need, this is what I want, and which, you know, in my growing up was considered selfish. And from that point on, I began to attract, you know, the right books, the right teachers, the right mentors, you know, the different healing strategies. And I got to tell you, Ian, that the spiritual aspects was the I think put me on the fast track, because all the physical things, like all the diet and, you know, the supplements and all these, you know, things that you can do, healing, acupuncture, was great, but without the spiritual component, I would not have healed so quickly. So in about 2 years, I was pretty much back to, you know, my non-fibro self, but there was so much growth in that, and I started out with, you know, a teacher with Reiki, and then was able to continue just learning and learning and learning from new people. And every time I would, you know, get to a different level, I would learn more skills, until finally I realized after, you know, being certified in the emotion code and body code, that there were some things in the spiritual world that I was being asked to heal that was not in any of the books. Was not anywhere, really. And so I started saying, okay, source, if this is where you want me, I'm going to keep going. And people were coming to me with very, very difficult, challenging cases where, you know, they've been to the naturopath, they've been to the acupuncturist, they've been to healers, and they haven't gotten any better. And then with questioning the divine, and of course I have my doctor hat on, right? So questioning the divine very intently sometimes, what is going on with this person? You know, we found some really, really interesting things, and that's how Topican Healing kind of got started. And we'll be demonstrating this for you and for your tribe here, like how specific we can get in these answers. And it's been a really wild journey, and I've had, you know, so many lovely people that I've met so far. And now, you know, having done thousands and thousands of sessions, you know, we've learned a lot along the way. So that's kind of a... in a nutshell, you know, how I got from regular medical doctor to spiritual healer.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that. And what you were sharing earlier, you shared that you tuned into the community, and you found that over 90% were sensitive souls. You know, that doesn't necessarily alarm me, because I know that this community is also highly empathetic. But what does that really mean, and what does someone need to know if they are one? I know some people have identified with being a sensitive soul, but others may not have identified with that. What does it really mean to be a sensitive soul?
Yeah, I'd love to answer that. Now, As you mentioned before, my mission is really to empower sensitive souls to use that sensitivity as a gift. So to use it as a superpower, because some people are very empathetic. Absolutely, I would say, most of us are here because we are that type of person. But sometimes, if we don't know that we're sensitive souls, or at least don't honor that, then we can get into trouble because we, most of us, have not grown in an era where this was appreciated, not grown in the era where, our parents knew how to handle these things. So, and now with so many, chaotic energies that are being created by men, unfortunately, whether it be 5G, cell phone stuff, or, genetically modified foods, these newer frequencies and vibrations that is counteracting or not healthy for our bodies, we have even more stress as a sensitive soul. So if you don't know your sensitive soul, then you might get into trouble because you don't know how to harness that gift or even to turn down the sensitivity as necessary. And so people can get autoimmune issues like MS and Graves' disease, low thyroid, adrenal fatigue, fibromyalgia. They can have all sorts of allergies, be exhausted like I was, chronic fatigue, depression, anxiety. So these are some of the common things that we see among sensitive souls, actually even more often than so-called non-sensitive souls. And unfortunately, they get medicated, and that is not the solution because you're covering up, you're trying to shut off a gift, but that is not the way to do it. So people get sicker and sicker and sicker, and sensitive souls do not respond to regular medicine or even naturopathic medicine the same way as non-sensitive souls. So it's really vital that people know who they are, and maybe we'll get a chance to do a couple of soul typings today for some folks, but some people are angels that are here in human form to do a specific job. Some people are star people, light beings, or other, come from other planets, as you know, many that are here to increase the love and light in the world, to increase consciousness. Some people are here just to help a, particular subset of the community. Some people are here to help, a particular, there was actually a client of mine who lives in Trinidad, and when we were doing our session together and we were doing her soul mission matrix, we were asking, what was her soul mission in this timeline, and it was really about elevating consciousness of Trinidad, her people. That was her role, so it was really fascinating. So I think it's really important for us to know who we really are and why we're here. Otherwise, we might be spinning our wheels. Otherwise, we might be sick and not feeling good.
Absolutely. And, this is new to me. I had no idea that sensitive souls didn't respond to medicine in the same way as I don't even know what to call non-sensitive souls, I guess. Muggles.
They tend to have terrible reactions.
Yeah.
They get, terrible reactions, allergies. I mean, if there's one negative effect, they will get that one.
Right.
And their doctors get so frustrated with them because, they come in with the weirdest symptoms. I remember one time a patient coming in and saying, I have buzzing on the left side of my body only. And I'm like, okay, there is actually no anatomical reason for that, way back when. I mean, it's not that I thought she was crazy, but I couldn't help her. I didn't know. They sometimes have really weird stuff. And here's the thing, Ian, is sometimes they're feeling other people's stuff, and even if they, do their shield and they're trying to have healthy boundaries, well, they can't even, they don't know how to measure their boundaries. And as we go through this ascension or expansion process, we get more empathetic every week. And so you got to restore these boundaries, be able to check them, and know whose stuff you're feeling. And that's a big thing with our children, with ADHD, being put on medications, they're more and more sensitive children, and they are feeling other people's stuff.
Yeah.
And not their own.
And conventional medicine is one thing, but naturopathic medicine, I thought that would be, good for pretty much everyone. But what you're saying is pretty new to me and quite frankly alarming because, we could go down a path of even something that we think is holistic, but it's not helping us.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not that it's not helpful or supportive. It absolutely is. I think there's, I mean, I have a lot of friends in naturopathy, and it is, you know, 1,000 times, you know, more empowering, especially for chronic diseases. But for those people that do not respond, and with naturopathic medicine, sometimes you can spend a lot of money on testing, like thousands upon thousands of dollars on these tests and still not be better. And you don't understand why, and it's not their fault and it's not your fault. It's just that sometimes it's a spiritual or energetic reason, and they don't have that skill set to be able to help you with that.
Mm. Okay, so I think we've reached the point where everyone is super curious. I know I am, about learning about the Tolpakan healing method that was downloaded to you. And so let's just do this. Can you just explain to us a little bit about the method and how it works?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I have to go a little bit into history just to give it a context. One of the things that, you know, came into my awareness was in a quote-unquote past life, I was Lemurian, and that I was a healer of some sort. And in that life, that my mission was to attune the world and the people of the world to these higher frequencies, originally, you know, angelic in nature. So that we can all, you know, heal ourselves and be at a higher level. And at that time, I was using crystals, like big, huge crystals to do that. And I was going to make some sort of, it looked like in my mind, a device of some sort to kind of spread it, because before you would have to do it person to person to do it. And unfortunately, I never finished my mission in that timeline. So I incarnated in this timeline to finish that particular mission. Now, because of the whole process of expansion we're going through now, or ascension as some people call it, we're now able to attune people. Initially, it was one by one. I had to touch them. And then next, you could do it through crystals like I did in the past. And then now we can do it with the speed of thought, which is really cool. And so these frequencies have evolved from time, you know, everything seems to evolve, even Source evolves, which really was kind of strange to me initially when I was told this by Source. But we all are continuing to evolve, to expand, to grow. So even these frequencies have really changed since, you know, I quote-unquote discovered this a couple of years ago. And so now it's not only archangel healing frequencies, it's, you know, light being frequencies and other I would say ascended beings, you know, some of their help assisted frequencies, and pretty much 96% of all the world's population are attuned already. Now, if you get another attunement again, you just kind of power up, so you get higher power levels. But most people are attuned, and the ones that are not are ones that have refused it because they have a different agenda, usually, or Source is not allowed because of whatever role they have to play for us playing here on Earth. Sometimes people have to be the bad guy, you know, for us to evolve. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in this particular, I've kind of simplified this. I think the best part about the Tolpakan healing method is the way we first align to Source so we can ask the right questions. And that the quality of the question really dictates the quality of the answer. It's like, I remember, you know, somebody, I think it was David Hawking's, anyway, the book Power versus Force, he was talking about how they were in a conference and they were doing muscle testing, and somebody started crying, and he asked, well, you know, what's wrong? And this person says, well, I have cancer, and I just asked if I was going to die, and I got a yes. And, you know, the room burst with laughter because the quality of the question wasn't correct, right? Like, if you ask, am I going to die, the answer is probably yes. But, you know, when?
When, right.
Yeah. So, and sometimes we don't get to know that. But we can ask all sorts of different kinds of questions and then get a more useful answer. Because most people are like, well, I think my immune system's bad. And I'm like, well, how bad? And they're like, I don't know. You know? So, but I'm like, okay, I can tell you. Or, you know, you go to a naturopath and they said, you have leaky gut syndrome. You know, that's why you have allergies. That's why you have autoimmune disease. And then I ask, well, how healed is it? And you're like, I don't know. Well, I did a test. You know, and it's like, well, we can tell you exactly how healed you are. Are you 50% healed? Are you 60% healed? You know, I like numbers. So, and we follow people. Like, I had people go to a Lyme specialist that had the money, you know, to go get that done. And then I had a bunch of people, my patients that said, I can't afford that testing. can you just treat me? You know, I said, okay. I said, they're the specialist, but let's do this energetically and let's do what we can. And what's fascinating is that the people that stuck with the energetic and spiritual healing healed just as well, if not faster, and had less side effects, didn't spend as much money. When we worked on the energetic level, we actually asked the line, hey, you know, how many versions of you are there, and what other infections do you have going on, and how healed are you, and, you know, and what do we need to do to get this to a higher vibration? And we did all that work energetically, and they became, you know, less symptomatic much, much faster than the people using antibiotics, had a PICC line in, you know, did all these tests. It was pretty fascinating. And then we activate. That's the third step, is we activate your, you know, your abilities. You already have them, so it's just a matter of knowing what to do with them. So we teach you how to direct the energy to either download something positive that you need, or take away something, or clear something that's negative, or get further information from source for your soul's evolution.
Mm.
And that's pretty much, you know, how the Topican healing method works.
Right. And so this is, again, this is health, financial, relationship. You also can help people with getting aligned to their divine path. So let's start with health a little bit. And just so that I'm clear, and so everyone in the community is clear, this method allows someone to heal themselves.
Yeah, you know, we, even though we call ourselves, you know, healers or doctors, you know, that kind of thing, really, I mean, your body, our bodies heal ourselves. I mean, we have this innate self-healing mechanism. So what we want to do is optimize that so that we get out of the way. Sometimes we actually have to know something. And that's the thing with Topican healing, is that sometimes for the person's evolution, they need to understand something or acknowledge something or let go of something, and then the healing occurs. So the healing is a natural part. So I don't ever say, oh, I'm healing you. I mean, sometimes we use that as a short form, but really, you know, it's you're healing you. We're just assisting with information you need, you know, the frequencies you need, that kind of thing. So it is a self-healing method, and we just find it can be very efficient, very precise, and very fast.
Right. So there are people who feel that self-healing is a lot of work, or they don't trust themselves. And I'm speaking that into the space because that's coming through to speak. So what would you say to somebody who doesn't trust themselves to be able to, you know, heal pain in their body or maybe a condition that they've been, you know, carrying for years?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's really important to have the right support, of course. I was just talking to somebody today that I was interviewing about, you know, the happiest, most successful people that I know all have mentors or coaches. You know, and not a single person that is happy, healthy, wealthy, you know, prosperous, have done it alone, like in isolation. We've all done it together. So, and in fact, when I've interviewed people and talked to people that are really successful, happy, and I look up to them, you know, they'll often say, oh, yeah, I've had like 10 coaches in my life or 15 coaches, you know, for different parts of their life. So I think it's super important to have a mentor that you really trust, that you resonate with, that can help you with that. So, you know, the self-healing, you know, even though you might learn a technique or a method, I think it's still really important to have, you know, that person that you trust to help you. And to give, because oftentimes my role is to hold the space. That I believe in that person even more than that person believes in themselves. And there's actually data supporting that in research that whatever, and especially doctor data, that if the doctor believes or doesn't believe in this case, this is work by you know, Eldon Taylor put it in his book Choices and Illusions. If the doctor does not believe that the mind has something to do with healing and you go to that doctor, no matter how hard you believe, chances are that the doctor's belief is going to trump you because of the whole authoritarian thing. And they did this study with cancer, you know, and remission. Every person whose doctor did not believe that the mind had something to do with it, they all died in the study right away. The people that were, you know, these were people sent home to die in the first place. But the people that their doctor believed that their mind had something to do with their health, and they believed that as well, these people survived and went into remission from their cancer.
That is so important. That is so important. Thank you for sharing that. That is so important, and that almost needs to be repeated, because that is so important. And you know, when we put our health in someone else's hands, often in Western medicine, there's an impartiality. There's maybe a lack of caring. There's maybe ulterior motives or agendas in that sort of medicine. So it's so important to see someone who is supportive. Or work with someone like yourself through the various methods that you offer, who cares? You know, who cares about the clients?
Well, yeah, and we don't believe that, like, we're jaded in medicine because of we are taught what we're taught, right? And we have, you know, pharmaceutical companies, that sponsor this and that and everything. So we just think that's all there is. And I used to be like that, too. I mean, you know, if that person didn't come out of a paper quoting something, you know, I wouldn't believe them. But when there is now, you know, this kind of evidence, I have to, you know, take a step back and go, wow, what I believe and what I think of a patient is more important than what they think about themselves. OMG, I have a big responsibility.
Right.
And Ian, just to answer your other piece of the question about people not believing, one of my favorite things to do, I know we weren't going to do this today, but let me just summarize it. One of my favorite things to do to show people that they have that power within them to make a shift is I have them change the weather. We call this weather magic. In fact, we're doing it right now. There's a whole bunch of tornadoes or whatever in, you know, wherever, Oklahoma, that we're working on. But we have moved hurricanes. We have stopped hurricanes. We have split hurricanes around a person or a bunch of people where we know where they live because they're our friends, you know. And if somebody goes, OMG, I have just changed the weather, it was supposed to rain and now it's sunny for my daughter's wedding, then they understand, I am powerful. I can do this. So I encourage everyone to do some weather magic. You know, you can get, you know, come on to the Light Warrior Network and we'll teach you how to do it. That's our Facebook group.
Okay. All right, everyone. There you go, weather magic. So what I'd love to do very, very shortly, Dr. Karen, is go to the phones as well as the web, because there are so many people who would really appreciate getting hold of you and having you work with them. And I would like to get to as many as we can. But before we do that, let me ask you for a couple of examples so that people have more context around how you've worked with people and some of the results that people have seen after working with you in the Tolpakken method.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, one of my patients, Gail, she has, you know, gone to allopathic doctors, and her doctor did some blood tests and said, oh dear, you know, you have to get off these medications as soon as possible because your liver's toxic. And unfortunately, these medications were not medications she could just suddenly stop. They were psychiatric in origin, and she says, is there something you can do? I said, yeah, absolutely. Let's start working on it. So we had her take lab tests every 2 weeks or so just to check in, make sure the liver wasn't getting better, and we literally honed in on the liver, which I began healing, figuring out how happy it was, what was preventing it from being happy. We went to what I call the Tolpakken Healing Guides. These are three sheets, guide 1, 2, and 3, which are kind of in a matrix, and you can just kind of test what is it that wants to heal right now and be very, very precise about it. So we went and did this, I think two sessions. And, you know, her doctor was amazed. Like her liver function test just went all the way back to normal. He says, are you off your medications? And she said, well, no. And he said, but your liver tests are normal. And she's like, yep, that was Dr. Can. That's what she said.
Beautiful.
You know, so, yeah, it was great. And one of our other VIP students, Lloyd Burrell, who, you know, at first, it was funny because we joke about it now, but at first he joined Tolpakken Healing, and he says, I don't know if this is for me. I don't think this is right. And so I said, okay. So, because he said, I think I know this stuff already. I said, okay, so do you know this? He says, no. So I said, okay, so he says, wait, don't cancel my thing. Let me do the program. But the fascinating thing was he was having digestive issues, sleep issues. His cat apparently had a tumor. And, you know, all that stuff, he just worked it. He learned the program. He already knew how to muscle test, or pendulum in this case. And he just said, okay, I'm just going to follow your lead. And he started doing self-healing, and he says he sleeps like a baby now, no digestive issues. Now, you know, clients are coming left, right, and center. He now has a different problem, which is having to say no. He actually created a whole new telesummit, an EMF telesummit, which has never been done before. And so I'm so happy for him, so proud of him and his success. And he also manifested a Porsche, but.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. All right. Well, let's do this. Okay. So star 2 to raise your hand, everyone, if you would like the opportunity for a mini reading or a mini healing. Or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in the webinar box along with your name. Make sure you put your name in there. And really, you know, if you are dealing with any issue that is greater than, you know, like an 8 out of 10 in intensity, so some severe issues, then we'd love to hear from you. So we'd love to hear from you and love to give you the opportunity to work with Dr. Karen. Now, there's a lot of you on the call today, so I want to just tell everyone that I'm probably going to, if it goes too long, I'm probably going to say, okay, let's move on to the next. Because I did want to give as many people as we can, within reason, of course, an opportunity. So it's not going to be like 10 minutes per person. And so please don't you know, go too deep and continue too long with follow-up questions, just for the sake of everyone, so we can spread the love. Okay, that was my little piece. So let's go to Arcadia, Florida, and the last four digits of the phone number are 7577. Arcadia, Florida. Okay, where did they go? I'll come back to you, Arcadia. Let's go to Indiana, Pennsylvania. Last four digits, 3087. Indiana, Pennsylvania. You're on live.
Is that me?
Well, who is it? I can hear you, so it must be you. Live.
Yeah, I was just reading down through the things that, and you caught me off guard. I'm sorry, because I heard you take one from Florida, so I was waiting for that girl to get on. And so I was just looking through what I could ask her, but I mean, I had several questions, but
what's the most pressing issue that you're feeling, maybe physically or financially or relationship-wise?
Probably physical. I mean, I've been doing my self-healing on myself, and I was diagnosed with a rare liver disease, and I have thyroid issues, and of course, I've been having that come down. He's been lowering my medicine, so I don't know if it's because of the self-healing I'm doing, but I've been told I've had a lot of issues in the reproductive organs, so
okay.
I don't know what you could see.
That's a good start. Do you have any symptoms right now related to those issues? Any pain, any, you know, heaviness, any physical symptoms?
No, not really. I mean, like, if I don't get a lot of exercise, I'm tired. Like, today, just going for a walk, I just was tired. Now, if I go early in the morning,
right,
I'm okay. But if I go later in the afternoon, then I feel really tired.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's what's your first name, by the way?
Gloria.
Gloria, okay. So, Gloria, do I have permission to do a little, you know, testing on your liver and your health?
Sure.
Fantastic. Okay, so I'm just going to do my little connection and alignment with source here. So I'll do it out loud so everyone can do it at the same time. And in fact, I've been in this this space in healing, so some people listening in might be already yawning. So if that's you, you can write that in the chat there, because sometimes that happens when I get on the telesummits. So it's now commanded that we be connected 100% aligned with the one only true source now, love, light, and truth in the highest and best way. Thank you. So I'm going to be asking yes or no very specific questions of source related to you. And let's just check in. Am I allowed to do a reading on Gloria? I'm getting a yes. Okay, so we're going to do an overall physical health score. Now, this is like basically, you know, a few seconds. Just to give you an idea. Now, of course, if we work together, we would also, if you wanted to, we would do a mental health score, emotional health score, energetic health score. But we're going to focus on the physical for now. So what's your overall physical health score at this moment? 50, 60, 70, nope, 61, 2. Okay, about 62% happy.
And I always like to check the immune system because that's so important. And how happy is your immune system right now? 50, 60, 50, 1, 2, yeah, 52% happy, yeah. So our IDL is about 95% happy or higher. But here's a great question to ask. Now, you talked about your self-healing and not having to take as many medications, right, Gloria?
Right.
Okay.
So well, he's lowering it.
Okay. So we want to know what percentage of the doctor lowering the medication has to do with you doing the self-healing work or as a direct result of that. Are we allowed to know the truthful answer to that question? Yes. Okay, so what is it? 41, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Pretty good. So 47%. So whatever you're doing is helping. It is helping. Let's check your liver. How happy is your liver now? 50, 40, 1, 2, 42% happy. Okay. And what about your thyroid? How happy is your thyroid? 50, 40, 1, 2, 3, 43% happy. So I'm going to do a little topic in healing. I'm going to ask us, what's the number one thing that would help Gloria's liver and thyroid and overall health score right now? Is that in any of the topic in healing guides? I'm getting a yes. Is it in guide 1, 2, or 3? I'm getting guide 1. No, guide 1 is so-called low vibrational things that we can remove. So let's see what it is. Now I've got a whole paper here in front of me with boxes. So we're going to check, is for Gloria, what's best, column A, B, or C? B. Even or odd, odd row, is it a 1, 3, 5? Okay, so it's spiritual. So column B, row 5 is a spiritual issue. Now there's a bunch of things in this box. Now these are entity related. So let's see, is an entity attachment, cord, tether, empathy, interference, infection. Okay, so it's what we call an entity infection. And we don't have enough time to explain exactly what that is, but we can actually get rid of it faster than we can explain it. So does this affect you in other timelines or just this one? This one. And when did you get it? Were you less than 5, 5 to 10? Nope. More than 40? Nope. 30 to 40? Yes. 35 to 40? Yes. 35 to 36. So about age 36, you ended up with an entity infection. Now, does Gloria need to know anything more in order to release it? I'm getting a no. Okay. So let's do this together. So Gloria, repeat after me. I'm going to have you do the directive with me. I now command.
This entity infection.
Be healed and resolved. In the highest and best way, thank you.
In the highest and best way, thank you.
Okay, yep. So let's just let that go. Okay, there we go. I'm getting a yes on that. So let's see. Do we need to do a reboot to help the liver and thyroid, or should we just measure it? Okay, I'm getting yes, just measure it. Okay, so let's check. So at this moment, what's your overall health score now? Is there any difference? Yes. Okay, what is it? 50, 60, 70, 1, 2, 3. 73, so that's better, from 62 to 73. How about your liver? How happy is your liver? 50, 60, 70, 1, 2, 72% happy right now from 42, so that's awesome. And your thyroid at this moment, 50, 60, 70, 80, 70, 1, 2, 3, 73%. Okay, so you've gone up quite a bit. Now, I know you didn't have any symptoms before, but normally we would just ask you if you notice a difference of how your body feels after the release.
No, I just feel warmth. I feel warmth.
Warmth? Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah. So I don't know if you're on the webcast, but if you later on in the show, if you, you know, feel anything else different, I know we just did one little mini thing, but sometimes,
sure,
you know, if something else happens, you please let us know, okay?
Oh, I'm deeply
Thank
grateful.
You.
Thank you so much.
Much love
My
to you,
pleasure, Gloria.
All right. Okay, let's take. Let's go back to Arcadia. So here we are, Arcadia, Florida. You with us now?
Hi, hi, Ian.
Hi there. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. What's your
name? Sorry. My name's Kay.
Kay. Hi, Kay.
Yes. Hi. I'm very fascinated by what you've talked about because I do understand a lot of it and. I already know that I am an archangel, but I've had a lot of trauma in my life, and for the past several years, I've just been really struggling with financial and health problems. I just recently had a whole body reset by Archangel Raphael. But mm-hmm. I'm still, I mean, that was just a couple of days ago, and I'm still, I understand it's going to be a process, but I don't have any idea what's going on or what has been going on, because I've looked with financial problems. It's been hard. And plus, nobody can ever tell me, you know. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What bothers you the most that you want us to work on first, the finances or the physical, how you feel?
Yeah, it's like one is just one blocks the other, you know. So, I mean, I know I'm getting healed, but I'm still in a lot of pain in my pain in my basically my pelvic area, my low back area. And
do you mind if we work on that first?
No, go ahead, please. Thank you.
Okay, great, awesome. Let me just get permission here. Are we allowed to address this for Kay today? I'm getting a yes. Okay, so here's one of the quality questions I'm talking about in Topocan Healing we can ask. And this is it. Now, I want you just to, in your mind, think about or feel, which you probably do, you know, the pain in the body. So we're asking the right question.
Yeah.
We're going to ask how many reasons are there in my legs,
too.
Okay, great. Yeah, so you just focus on what it is you want to get healing or improvement of. And we're going to ask how many reasons are there that you have these still? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, 8 reasons. Okay, we have 8 reasons. Here's the other magic question. How many does Kay actually need to know about? One reason. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I'm going to just do a real quick check here is, does Kay have God or spirit team members that 100% truth, love, and light? Yes. Any that are not? No, good. So no false guides. Okay. And so the one reason out of the 8 that you need to know about, is that in the Topocan Healing Guides? I'm getting a yes. Is it in Guide 1, 2, or 3? I'm getting Guide 2. Okay, we get to play with Guide 2. Now, Guide 2 is positive frequencies to be downloaded. So let's see which one, column A, B, or C. B, even or odd, odd row, 1, 3, 5. Spiritual. Everybody wants spiritual today. Okay. Okay, so which one? Is it top of the box or the bottom? Bottom. Okay, so I'm looking at my guides here. So what would best serve you here? Would it be love particles? No. Nature Deva or fairy frequencies? Nature Deva or fairy frequencies? Fairy frequencies. Interesting. Okay, let me double check that answer. Are we fully connected to divine truth? Yes. So you would benefit from some sort of fairy frequency, yes, for your pain that you're feeling? Mm. I'm getting a yes. Okay. So, and what about the other 7 things? Can your God team just take care of those for us right now? Excellent. I'm getting a yes. Okay, so we're asking your God team to go ahead, clear, clean, and heal all the other 7 things that you did not need to know about, but we do need your permission to download the positive fairy frequencies.
Oh, definitely.
Would that be okay? Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So what... Fantastic. So what I'm going to ask is if there's anyone else on the call who feels resonant with that, if it's for the highest and greatest good, you can just open yourself up to receive it as well. And if you don't want it, that's fine. You know, you can say no, and you're not sure. If it's not for the highest and greatest good, it won't happen. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to now repeat after me, okay? I now command.
I now command.
These positive fairy frequencies.
These positive fairy frequencies.
Be downloaded and activated in me.
Be downloaded and activated in me.
In the highest and best way, thank you.
In the highest and best way, thank you.
Great, okay.
Oh.
All right, so I want you to tune in and see if you notice, you may or may not yet, but to see if you notice any shifts inside and let us know.
Oh, definitely right away. Right away I did. I just feel a, I don't know how to explain it, like a strengthening kind of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More centered and a centering.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
Okay. Any shift in the pain at this point? Can you tune in?
It's like in my legs, it feels more, I don't know, condensed, if that makes any sense.
Like almost more contained.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's a better word.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you, Kay. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Kay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's go to the web and see if we can get some questions answered. This is Kathy from Lake in the Hills. And Kathy said, can I please get help with my high cholesterol and stiff joints in my right-hand fingers? She also goes on to say that she had a gift recording of yours and really resonated with it. So any help
for Kathy? Oh, fantastic.
Any help for Kathy?
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Okay, great. You know, Kathy, I have so many people that have similar issues. And just FYI, I'm putting my doctor hat on right now for anyone listening to the call. If you've been diagnosed with high cholesterol, I want you to understand that high cholesterol is a symptom of inflammation. It is not the actual problem. It's sort of like saying, you know, if somebody's high cholesterol, you try to get rid of the cholesterol, you're trying to, you know, get rid of it with, you know, statin drugs and things like that. It's sort of like saying that when there's a fire and you see firemen, that the fireman is the problem. That's what it's like. The cholesterol is there as a result of inflammation, and it's not the cause of problems, just like the firemen aren't the cause, they're there to help. So oftentimes high cholesterol is due to low thyroid as well, especially in women. So let's just check. This is going to be really fun. So we're going to do your immune score real quick, and then we're going to do your inflammation score, and we're going to do your autoimmune score. Now, this is a little bit different. We're going to see whether you have any form of autoimmunity where you're reacting to a so-called outside force related to that. So how happy is your immune system, Kathy? Are we allowed to know? I'm getting a yes. 50, 60, 71. Okay, 71%, not too bad. What's your inflammation score out of 10? 10 meaning the highest, 0 meaning none. And we're talking bad inflammation, not the good stuff that you need. 10, 9, not, yeah, so it's pretty high, 9 out of 10. And what about autoimmunity? Do you have any form of autoimmunity in this body? Yes. Okay, and how high is that? What's the highest part? 10, 9, yeah, so 9. So, and here's the thing. There's some lab tests that will not pick this up because autoimmune lab tests, depending on what state and the country you're in, sometimes you can't pick all of it up, but we can pick it up energetically much sooner before that it shows up in your test or your lab test. So what percentage of your cholesterol is due to inflammation and nothing else? 50, 60, 70, 80, 95, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 99%. Okay, so 99% of your high cholesterol is due to inflammation. Is that true? Yes. Is it due to genetics? No. Okay, so that means you can do something about it, which is awesome. And what about the stiff joints and the other symptoms? What percentage of all those issues are covered under what we've already tested? 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 80, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, so about 83%. So there's lots of other questions we could ask, of course, if we had time, as the cause or contributing. But about 83% is related to what we've already done. So here's the same question we asked before. How many reasons are there that we can heal today that are causing, contributing to any of these symptoms? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, 11 issues. Okay, and do you need to know about any of them? Nope. Okay. we got to buy here, Ian. So we can just go ahead and I'll do this for you, Kathy. So you just receive, and again, anyone else on the call with similar issues, if this is resonant in you, you can also receive, and please give us feedback on how that feels. So it's now commanded that all reasons for any inflammation, immune issues, autoimmune issues, and everything associated with these symptoms be healed and resolved in the highest and best way, all directions of time, and all timelines where you exist with ease and grace. Thank you. So, Kathy, if you could write on the webcast, you know, just in the next 3 minutes or so, just if you've noticed anything, if you notice any shifts, that'd be really helpful.
Thank you. This is Adriana from Romania. And Adriana writes, can you please check on the cause of, for my food intolerances to practically all foods? The worst ones are to pectin and gluten. So food intolerances.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Been there. Okay. Well, let's check how happy and balanced your immune system is.
Okay, so it's Adriana, right, you said?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Adriana, how balanced and happy is your immune system right now? 50, 40, 30, 1, 2, 32% happy. Okay. Now, how many reasons are there that your immune system is not happy and balanced and that you have allergies or intolerances? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, 7 reasons. Okay. And of the 7 reasons, do we need to know what they are? I'm getting a yes. How many do you actually need to know about? Okay, 1 out of the 7. So I'm just going to check your God team too. Do you have any God team members less than 100% light, love, or truth? No. So they're 100% truth, love, and light? Yes. Can they take care of the other 6 issues for us right now? Yes. Okay. So remember, this is what can heal today. There may be other layers in the future, but the universe will only do what's safe for you. So, okay, so we asked your God team to go ahead and take care of the other 6 reasons. And what's the one reason you do need to know about? Is that in Topican Healing Guide 1, 2, or 3? Guide 1. Okay, so negative frequencies to pull out. Is it in column A, B, or C? C, even or odd, odd, row 1, 3, 5. Everybody likes 5 today. It's funny. Okay, so we have a spiritual row, column C, row 5. And so I'm just going to run down these until I get a yes. So do you need to know about a negative vow? Nope. Cord? Nope. Oath? Nope. Curse? Yes. So there's a negative curse. Okay, and is this inherited? Yes, it is. Whose side of the family, mom or dad's? Dad's side of the family. Okay, and how many generations does it go back? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, let's go higher. 20, 40, 80, 90, nope, 80, 1, 2, 82 generations back. Okay, so that's a lot of years. That's like 20 times 82. That's approximately how many years it is. Does everybody on your dad's side have this curse? Yes. Men or women? Yes. And you've inherited it? Yes. And if you had children, would they inherit it? Yes. So are we allowed to release and dissolve the curse from all of your ancestry right now? I'm getting a yes. Do we need to know what the curse is for or what the purpose of it is? No. Was this cursed by a human or an entity? An entity. So way, way, way back then, an entity cursed your dad's side of the family. So now we get to release it. So do we need to know more now? Nope. Let's go ahead and release it. Okay, again, I'll do this for you, Adriana, since we're not talking on the phone together. So it's now commanded that this curse and the others that can be released today from you and everyone else on the call and all your ancestry and children, if you have them, be released, dissolved, and uncreate now the whole soul with the highest vibrations of love and light in the highest and best way. Thank you. So just let that process. So do you still have this curse or hidden curse? I'm getting a no. How about those other 6 reasons? Do you still have any issues there? No. Okay. So we did a mini healing on these issues that are showing up. For you, it's going to be super important to learn how to restore your body as well. In fact, I had a whole program on autoimmune issues recently talking about that. But if you decide you want to learn, you know, how to do this work yourself, it can be very, very powerful because we can show you how, you know, to do that testing for yourself and then just, you know, do the directives. Because a lot of times, as soon as you know what it is, it'll clear. So, cool stuff.
Wonderful. So what you're talking about, and we're going to get to that in just a couple of moments, Dr. Karen, but one of the things that the program will teach people is how to do this for themselves, right? That's what you just said.
Right. I think my favorite thing, Ian, is that empowerment piece. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, really wonderful healers out there that can do things for people, and it's great. However, my passion is really helping people become their own best healers and with my support so they can learn it and they can use it for themselves, and it can be just so powerful. Like even just, you know, somebody recently said they had a really hard time at their parents' house because they have mold and they won't do anything about it. And he's very allergic and sensitive. So I said, okay, well, let's download some resiliency codes. Let's make you unallergic, you know, to that the best that we can. And the next time he visited them, which was within a week, he said he didn't come home and have to, like, sleep for 2 weeks, you know, detoxing from the mold. He said he actually tolerated it pretty well.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's how quickly, you know, that you can do this kind of stuff. It's actually pretty neat, I think. So I love empowering people to do it on their own.
Right. So I don't know if I've heard that word before, unallergic.
It's a new word I just made up.
It's a wonderful word. It's in my vocabulary right now. I'm going to use that.
Oh, boy.
That is, wonderful.
Yeah, the
wonderful.
Doctor told me about it.
That's right. That's right. Dr. Karen said so. She said so. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people writing in about financial issues. So I'm going to be kind of choosing one person who's representative of everyone who has
sure.
financial issues. And so that's Carissa from Fredericksburg. And Carissa writes in, she says, "Hi, Dr. Karen, could you please tell me what is affecting my current financial flow? I seem to always be behind on paying my expenses. And when I'm caught up, something unexpected throws me behind again. Thank you."
Gotcha. Well, thank you, Carissa, because I went through things like that, very similar myself. And when I said, hey, this is a pattern, okay, this is not by chance, you know, out of the blue, I was able to figure it out, and it had to do with negative belief for me. But let's see what it is for you. So let me tune in here. Okay, so we want to know for Carissa, how many issues are causing and contributing to this pattern of negative financial flow? Are we allowed to know? Yes. Okay, how many? Okay, so we have two. So two that want to show up today anyway. So two issues. And does she need to know what either of them are? Yes. Both of them? Yes. Okay. Is there one in the guides? Yes. Both of them? Yes. Is it in guide one? Yes. Two or three? Nope. So both in guide one. So let's start with the first one, column A, B, C. Column C, even or odd row? Odd row. One, three. Okay. Ah, not spiritual. This is emotional. Okay, so column C, emotional row, is it emotional baggage? No. Is it a counteracting positive morphic field? Yes. Okay, so we do need to pull this out of your field. Do you have anti-joy, peace, abundance? Okay, so you have a field called anti-abundance, for lack of a better, you know, word, but basically what this is there is a positive morphic field or blueprint for abundance. You happen to have the exact opposite one. Now, we can ask, who put this in your field? Were you born with it? No. Is it ancestral? No. Was it an entity? Yes. When? Were you less than 10, 10 to 15, 10, 11? So about age 11, your shields were down, so to speak. Your boundaries were down. And an entity was able to place this negative morphic field. So anytime you're trying to download that positive morphic field of abundance, it'll just bounce right off because you have this one counteracting it. So we're going to pull that. And then what's the second one? We're going to pull. Is it in column A, B, or C, B, even or odd, odd? 1, 3, 5, 7. Oh, relationship. Okay, inherited imbalances or relationship issues we need to check. Yes. So relationship issues with what? Your past and future lives? Nope. Loved ones? Nope. Soul destiny partners? Nope. Entities? Yes. So we have to check your relationship with entities. I know it sounds funny, like a relationship with entities. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the easiest thing, again, we can't go into big detail, but we want our relationship with entities to be 100%, meaning that we are not affected negatively and they're not doing anything to us or, you know, that is going to interfere. So what's your current relationship happiness, quote-unquote, with entities? 50, 40, 30, 1, 2, 32% happy. Okay. Is that something we can heal today right now? I'm getting a yes. Okay, so does it matter which order we do this? Yes, it does. Do we pull the anti-abundant morphic field out first? I'm getting a yes. Okay, so that probably will help. So, again, I'll do this on your behalf, Carissa, and, of course, anyone that wants to also receive this as well, in case you think you might have this, you can also just make that intention. So it's now commanded that the anti-abundance morphic field be pulled, canceled, removed from you in the highest and best way, that the positive morphic field of abundance be downloaded and activated fully in all timelines where you exist, where allowed by source, in the highest and best way, that anything preventing your relationship to everything and everyone, including entities, from being 100%, be now healed and resolved with ease and grace. Thank you. Okay, so let me recheck. Do you still have that anti-abundance morphic field, Carissa? Getting a no. And how happy is your, quote-unquote, relationship with entities now? 50, 80, 95, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. Okay, good. So 100%? Yes. Do you have healthy boundaries with entities of all types right now at this moment? Yes. Good. Excellent. Again, Carissa, please, would love for you to write into the webcast and let us know. Obviously, we're not going to, you know, see a big, you know, thing of money fall on your head at the moment, but if you could write and let us know how you feel, that'd be great.
It's possible.
It's possible. Not probable, but possible.
All right. Well, let's do one more on the web, and then I'd love for you to tell people about your program. So I wanted to cover all the boxes. So we had health, we had money, and now we have relationships. So there's a few people writing in about relationships, and the representative person for everyone writing in about relationships is Elizabeth from Chicago. And Elizabeth says, I'm struggling with issues in my relationship with my husband. How can this method help? And do you have any suggestions?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what we're going to do, Elizabeth, is we're going to do kind of like we did the health score, but we're actually going to do a relationship health score and a couple of the things I can think of here. We'll see what we have time for. So I'm going to ask Source this question. Are we allowed to know the truth and answer this question of how healthy relationally is Elizabeth and her husband? I'm getting a yes. Okay, so give me an overall relationship score. How happy is it? 50, 40, 30, 20, 1, 2. Yeah, so 22% happy, so less than ideal. And are there any entities attached to near or influencing your relationship? No. Great. Okay, good. How many reasons are there that the relationship is not optimal? 3 reasons. Okay. Are any of them in the guides that we can heal today? Yes. How many? 2 out of the 3. Okay. In guide 1? Yes. Guide 2, guide 3. Okay, both 2 out of the 3 are in guide 1, so let's check what they are. Column A, B, or C, B, even or odd row, 1, 3, 5, spiritual. Okay, is it related to entity attachments, cords, tethers, empathy, interference, infections, toxins, weapons? Nope, markers, portals. Okay, portals. Is this in your home? Yes. Okay, so portals in the home. That's 1 out of the 2 things? Yes, okay. So this is how we do a home. Well, I can't explain the whole thing, but what we're going to check for you, Elizabeth, is how many, let's say, lower vibrational energies like portals, which are sort of like openings where negative energy can come in, how many of those are affecting you or your husband's relationship or anything in your home? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, 7. And are they in the home or underneath the home? I'm getting a yes. Or above the home? No. How far down is the one that's furthest away? Was it more than a mile? Yes. 2, 4, 8, 10, 8, 9, about 9 miles. That's the one that's the lowest, I mean the furthest down from your house. Yes. So you have a portal, a negative energy portal, about 9 miles deep underneath your house, and then there's 6 other ones. And that's 1 of the 3 reasons why you're not getting along with your husband. Is that true? I'm getting a yes. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and clear this. So, again, anyone can just, you know, think about your house. It may or may not work for you, depending on sometimes you need to know about it. But we'll go ahead and do a home clearing. So it's now commanded that for you, Elizabeth, and everyone on the call, for which it's for the highest and greatest good, be cleared of all low vibrational energies. Anything that's less than 100% truth, love, and light is allowed by Source in the highest and best way, all the way down to the center of the earth, all the way through the property, the home above, through everything in it, on it, around it, including electronics, Wi-Fi, water, cars, and let us know when that's done. Thank you. Okay. So what was the lowest light score, not including people in your house, Elizabeth, prior to any healing done today? 50, 60, 51. Okay, so 51. And what is it now? 50, 60, 70, 80, 95, 67, 97. Okay, yeah, good. Okay, so that was relatively easy for you. Okay, so not including people, so the lowest light score in your home and property is 97? Yes. Okay. So unfortunately, we probably won't have time to do, you know, figure out all the other 2 things. Mm-hmm. But the home is a big deal. Right. I mean, there may be other things. Like I've had doctors, experts tell me that even having mold in the home will cause relationship issues, and once the mold is gone or they move houses, they get along just fine.
Yeah, all these things that we just we're kind of blissfully unaware of. You know, negative portals below the house affecting relationships. I mean, now that you mention that, it makes all the sense. But, you know, for most of us, we don't think about those things.
No. And this has just come from, you know, practice and seeing people and having things happen in their homes and things that don't make sense. And then we just keep investigating. And that's what I love to do, is I'm kind of like a spiritual investigator. So I just keep asking questions until we get something that makes a difference for the person.
Well, let's talk about making a difference. So I'd love for you to share your offer with everyone here in the community. And before you do that, Dr. Karen, let me just tell people how they can follow along visually. So if you're on the webinar page, you know by now that you just have to click on the orange special offer button that's below Dr. Karen's photograph. And so click on that. And when you click on that, you'll be taken to the offer page. And if you're not on the webinar page, you'll need to type this in, which is WOTA show.com/ and then Karen 6, which is K-A-R-E-N, and then the number 6. Everything's lowercase. So one more time, WOTA show.com/Karen 6, the number 6. Everything again is lowercase, and that'll take you to the Tolpakken healing method. So if you can go ahead and take us through that, we'd love that.
Okay, fantastic. All right. So like I said before, my passion is really empowering people to do their healing. And I just love when I hear from somebody where it's made a difference and I don't even know who they are. You know, I had somebody, email me recently and she said, I really resonate with your work and you don't know who I am, but this has been really helpful. And she actually found that someone had in her church was complaining of demons. And she wasn't sure that the other, you know, people that were in the prayer group would believe this person, but she did. And so he came the first time and he was still complaining the second time, and that's when she was on duty. So she had asked Source what to do, and Source said, use Tolpakken healing. So that's what she did on the man. And then, of course, she didn't, know what happened, but she was guided to go back to that prayer room one day, even though she wasn't on duty. And this man was there, the one that she had prayed over and did Tolpakken healing. And he said to everyone, I am healed. I do not hear the demons anymore. And she just had this amazing, feeling like, wow, I helped with this. This is so cool. So she really wanted me to know. So I just love that story. So in this program, we teach you how to align with Source in the best way possible and to learn a form of divination such as muscle testing. You can use pendulum if you like. My what's most efficient for me is a form of muscle testing. So once you're aligning with Source, then you won't get what we call leading energies or answers that are not accurate. Now, no one can be 100% accurate. We all have our biases, which can affect you, but I teach you how to minimize those so you can align with the highest, information. We do it through muscle testing, and then we teach you how to ask the questions using the Tolpakken healing guides, the three guides, 1, 2, and 3. Do you need to erase something or dissolve something negative, or do you need to download a positive frequency, which we'll be doing at the end of this call for everyone, and then, or is there some other information? For example, Source may need you to know at this stage of your adult life, what is your soul mission? There are so many people that haven't even started, unfortunately, because they didn't actually know what the actual soul mission was supposed to be for their timeline. And then after we teach you how to do that asking, then we show you how to do those directives like you saw and heard today on how to make that shift. And a lot has to do with your mind being creative and just verbalizing what it is you want to happen, and those Tolpakken healing frequencies will do that work for you. Your God team will do that work for you. You're more or less the director. So align, ask, and activate. And when you align and ask, you get clarity about what it is that you need to know, what is causing the issues. And you can be, as you can see from what we've done today, very, very precise about it. And then when you ask and then activate your energies, then you become really competent in being able to very quickly figure out what you need to do to make a difference in yourself. And then when you activate and then realign to Source, then you start to get this pattern of what we call coherence. So clarity, competence, and coherence, where your energies start to match more and more often those frequencies, those source frequencies, where you're in that creative mode. And sometimes it's funny because sometimes I don't even do a directive per se. Like I'll just think the weather, you know. Like, for example, there was supposed to be storms the whole week that I was there in this training last week. And I didn't even pass my mouth to say, hey, Archangel Uriel, can you make the weather, blah, blah, blah. I just pictured what I wanted, and that was enough, you know, to make that happen. Or sometimes I'll be just like, I'd really like to get a pair of pants from this company. Can you please give me a coupon? You know? And then the coupon will appear, you know, a day or two later. In my email. I mean, just really cool stuff like that. So that's that coherence we're talking about. And so when people sign up for this program, now there are a couple of different options. Now, for some folks that are already, you know, really good at pendulum, really good at, you know, or maybe they've done body code or motion code or they do muscle testing, they're like, this is so cool. I want in right now. Awesome. There's an option for you. You can get in right now and to be a student of Topocan Healing. We have 12 modules, and then we have the guide videos, which show you with all the different things that are in the guides what they mean and what they're for and how to do the Topocan Healing Directive. We have a private Facebook group, so that if you have you know, a question, an issue, there's a lot of people there with a lot of experience, including myself, of course, to help answer those questions. And for this group, too, we have a whole year of a subscription to what I call the Light Warrior Revolution, which are master classes, live master classes with me every month on a particular topic. We've done topics on skin, autoimmunity, sleep issues, pain, fatigue, you know, those detox. This month was, the topic was detox. So you get access to all those archived shows, archived classes, as well as the live classes every month. And you get that for a dollar. It's a long story why we have to actually charge a dollar, but it's because of our cart that they don't do free. So that's and then the bonus for this, you know, the Wisdom of the Ancients, is that we're going to be doing a live clearing, negative energy clearing of the home and property, and we're going to give you much more detail than the quickie one I did today. And that's going to be, I believe, in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's going to be a bonus, going to be live, and then we'll record it, of course, so people can do that on their own as well. So you'll know how to do a home clearing, and you'll be able to answer, I'll be able to answer your, you know, questions live as well. And then the other bonus, too, for taking some action is a four set of what I call divine elixirs. So these are MP3s that you can charge water with and drink or spray. One is for pain called Pain Erasure. One is for mood called Mood Miracle. One is for addictions called Addictions Be Gone. And then the last one is for divine muscle testing to help you muscle test more accurately. So if, you know, if you're like, this is great, this is awesome, you know, you can immediately join if you'd like. Of course, there's some people that may not be sure whether this is right for them and would like to talk to me about it. We have 20 spots only for an interview, and because you're part of Ian's group, it's free for you guys. Normally people have to pay to get an interview with me, but the first 20 people that, you know, want to do an interview to see whether this program's for them, you can take a look at, you know, what's in it on the page, of course. And if you, after you've read it and you're interested but you're still not sure, you can definitely, you know, book that in. And I encourage you to do that as soon as possible, because I only have 20 spots, you know, before that class begins, that June 11th class begins. And then the third option is some people are like, well, you know, I'm not really sure I want to learn it just yet, but I'd really like you to do it for me.
Yeah.
So we have those folks too, and that's totally okay. We have about 30 spots for that, and that's just a one-on-one laser-focused Topocan Healing session with me. We get a lot done in 25 minutes, and I know I talk fast. So what I do is I record it, and I actually write summary notes, kind of like point form notes. So after the session, you can review it if you want. The healing is already done, but you can review it if you want, look at the notes. And I know that's pretty unusual, but I'm a doctor, so we tend to take notes. So if you want me to do the work for you, of course, it's a one-time thing, and I don't often do, you know, single sessions, but like for telesummits, you know, I open my schedule up for that. So there you go, Ian, kind of the three choices.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. So there's the main level one. So if you know you want to do that, and if you feel that this is resonating with you, that you would like to have more, you know, control, so to speak, over your future health and your existing health, then if that is something you're feeling guided to do, then that's available to you. It's also available in three payments. Usually it's only two, everyone, but because it's a higher amount, it is three payments. And then if you're not sure and you wanted to chat with Dr. Karen first, then there are 20 slots available for the free interview. It is free. It's not a healing session. It's an interview, but you can speak with Dr. Karen. Now, we are obviously asking that, you know, you use that if you're considering the level one, the course. Don't use that just to chat with her, because there are limited spots, and most people, we don't want to just have people who just want to chat. So the request is, if you are a little bit more serious about, you know, I really am considering this, or it's something that I'm resonating with, I'm not quite sure, but there's definitely a possibility, then go ahead and take one of those 20 slots that are available. Or as Dr. Karen said, if you wanted to just work with her in private and have her do what basically she's been doing today on the phone, but, you know, way more detailed and in depth, and you could see how fast she works. So that we have about 30 slots available for people who wanted to work with Dr. Karen privately, to actually have her do the work, identify, do the healing in any aspect of your life. And you can see that this could be your divine path, it could be your health, and could be relationships or finance. And I just wanted to read, because Gloria and Adriana, and I think it was Kathy, wrote back. Yeah, so Kathy, thank you so much for writing back. Kathy writes, I had tears streaming and now feel like I had a lot of release. You truly are my miracle. Truly are my miracle. Oh, thank you, Kathy. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And Gloria, thank you, sweet Gloria, for writing in. Gloria wrote in and said, I have a great warmth on the right side from my liver down to my hip and top thigh of my body, and feel lighter in my throat. She says, I've been bothered with acid reflux and not sure if this would help, but it also feels much lighter and much clearer. And she's also expressing her gratitude. Thank you so
Beautiful.
Much, Gloria. And then Adriana from Romania writes in and says, thank you so much for your answers and for the help, Dr. Karen. I've been waiting for this my whole life, and no other healer was able to get to the bottom of this in 10 years of very active healing work. You are the best, the only true spiritual detective. So thank you, Adriana, for writing in. And thank you, Dr. Karen, for being of such amazing service to these beautiful souls today.
Oh,
wonderful.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So everyone, that's available to you as the offer that Dr. Karen's making available. So again, there's 20 slots available for the free interview. There's 30 slots available for the healing work. And of course, if you feel like this is the path you want to take with your health, your finances, and your relationships, and your divine purpose as well, then the Tulpakan healing level one is available to you. So beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Well, we've got a little bit more time. We still have a group process. So everyone, we have a beautiful group process that Dr. Karen's going to take us through in just a few moments or a little while. It's a group activation. You're going to download positive morphic fields that the group needs. So Dr. Karen's feeling into what the group needs. That source is recommending for everyone on the call and, of course, listening to replay. And we'll do that in a short while. I did want to go back to the phones. If you have anything left in you, I know you've been an amazing healer for us, Dr. Karen. Can we take some more calls?
Yes, absolutely. I did want to mention something, Ian, that I promised some folks that I would talk a little bit about. It won't take long. And that's when, you know, sometimes bad things seem to happen to good people.
Right.
So some spiritual people say, I'm trying so hard. I'm doing all this healing work. I'm, you know, why does this start, you know, keep happening to me? And I ask this question of sorts. I'm like, I don't get it. I guess there was a bias that we think that if we're doing everything right, that everything should go our way. I had that bias too. So I was like, okay, so I asked Source, how do I explain this? Like, why is this happening? So what I was guided to do was to create something called the Divine Path Score. And the Divine Path Score, the higher the score, the more likely whatever is happening is divinely aligned and is for your highest good, whether that be part of your, you know, soul mission, whether it's part of your soul's evolution, or whether that's part of what your soul has to experience in this timeline. Like, I have to experience compassion, which means that I have to have experiences in my life so that I have the opportunity to be self-compassionate, compassionate to others, and to receive compassion. Because if I'm perfect and nothing is wrong with me, you know what I mean? I might not get that chance to experience compassion. So the Divine Path Score helps us by figuring that out. And sometimes, like, it's for the high, for example, one of my kids, I don't have biological kids, but these are young people. I love mentoring young people in their teens and early 20s. And at the time, you know, he said on Facebook, he says, my car is stolen. And he's been working with me. And so I said, you know, this is an abundance challenge from the universe, right? And he goes, yep. He says, in the past, I would have been so despondent and despaired, and I would have been like, poor me, my car is stolen. And he says, you know what? I knew this was a test because of what you taught me. So He says, you know what? I'm in a good mood. He says, you know what? I'm safe. I'm happy. Someone's going to lend me their bike. And whatever happens, happens. And he went on Facebook saying how happy he was, and all his friends thought he was nuts, you know? But I said to him, by the way, Sora says you're probably going to get it back in 2 weeks. And sure enough, in 2 weeks, from amazing synchronistic circumstances that I won't go into, but he got his car back undamaged. But it's amazing. But that was for his highest good, to have his car stolen. So he could experience how far he's come.
Yeah. Yeah.
How far he's evolved. So thank you for giving me that time to explain that.
Of course. Yeah, when we look at things in a slightly different way, when we create that space between, you know, that witness observer space, we create that space and we look at things from maybe a slightly different perspective. There's a lot of information that gets downloaded to us that otherwise we'd miss if we didn't create that space, you know, that witness observer space. And, you know, one quick thing before we go to more readings on the phone, you mentioned the Divine Path Score, and this came to my mind now because in the session, so we're talking about the healing session that includes the Divine Path Score, it includes the 7-point abundance assessment, it includes a soul mission matrix, and includes finding out what your healing type is. So there's things in there that maybe we glossed over just a little bit, but there's a lot more. It's healing, but there's also some other things. Would you mind in like a sentence or two, Dr. Karen, just tell people what the soul mission matrix is and the 7-point abundance assessment?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So during your 25-minute session, it's really up to you in terms of what, you know, how important certain things are to you. Like, I know it's a limited, so we can't, you know, heal everything under the sun, but here are some options. Like, some people want to know whether they're aligned to their divine path, so we can do it, you know, a divine alignment type of score, and we can just check how aligned you are to your divine path. Now, the 7-point abundance assessment is a very quick way of getting, like, first we get you to imagine what it is you say you want, to feel it, and so we can test it once you have that feeling. And then we ask what percentage of you not having this at this very moment is due to one of these 7 things, negative things that still need to heal, positive things that need to download, that you've asked for the wrong thing or you don't give enough detail, that there's something that you're missing that Source wants you to know about, that you have abundance challenge, just like one of my kids did about his car getting stolen, that you have not yet you know, acknowledged or able to overcome. And so we kind of get a category. I can't tell you how many times, Ian, we've done a 7-point abundance assessment and people are like, I've done clearing and clearing and clearing and clearing. And I go and check, you know, the number one, like what percentage is negative stuff that needs to clear. And it's very low because they've done lots of clearing. But then I ask the second question, how much is due to positive morphic fields they need? And I get a high number, 40%. Because I never thought of asking that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that 7-point abundance assessment, and it could be abundant health. It could be abundant anything that we can check or everything that we can check that on. And it gives you a snapshot in time what needs to heal now. So it's very helpful. And the soul mission matrix is really about what's your foundational soul mission in this body, in this timeline. And that's actually in guide, Topocan Healing Guide 3, and we actually teach you in the program how to do that. So how you can figure out your soul mission matrix. And if you have, you know, children, when you're allowed, usually, you know, past their teenage years, usually allowed to know, for the parents to know what their soul mission is, which is very useful. And then the healing type is kind of like, what level of responsibility do you have in this timeline? Most sensitive souls, like in this group, will have a higher degree of responsibility. Like we call those healing types 3s and 4s. And sometimes they're here to heal a whole bunch of people. Or heal themselves and therefore reinforce positive blueprints of having already done it, just like Roger Bannister did when he ran the first 4-minute mile, and within 18 months, a whole bunch of people did it. But before that, 20 years, no one could do it until he did. So he created a positive morphic field, and that's what some of us are there to do, either create one or reinforce them so other people can have an easier time.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, let's just do a couple, and then we'll do that group process and get everyone included in that. So this is going to be Hinton, Alberta, Hinton, Alberta, and that's going to be 4335, and you're on live.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. This is Parise in Hinton.
Hi, Parise.
I'm so excited. Hi, Karen. I had written a question. You told me a while back that I am an Earth Angel and a Starseed. Mm-hmm. And I've had so many physical issues, one after another. I clear one, then another one presents. I feel that I'm clearing for the collective. Is that possible?
Yeah. Did we ever do your soul mission matrix?
No. No, it was just in a format where we could ask the question and you
answer like
that.
A mini reading kind of thing?
Yes. And like right now I have hip issues and feet. I feel like my big right toe is broken when I walk. So I kind of waddle when I walk. I don't go very far. I've been working on it quite a bit in the last few days. It seems to be shifting, but I would be happy with any assistance.
Okay, yeah, great. Thank you for that. And how bad is that pain right now?
If I don't move, I'm good.
Okay.
It's when I start moving, I can feel, you know, it feels like it's broken. It doesn't, it's probably a past life or something, but
okay.
It doesn't feel comfortable.
Let's see. Okay, so let's see. Let's just check your healing type here, because that will give me an idea what level of responsibility you have. Are we allowed to know what this is, source? Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, you're a 4. Okay, so at least that's what I'm getting today. Let me double check. So Parise is a healing type 4 in this body, in this timeline? Yes. Okay, so that means you have the highest responsibility, which often translates into things take longer to heal for you, not because there's something wrong with you, but because of the problem you're here to solve for a bunch of other people.
Okay, that makes
sense. Yeah. Are we allowed to know who you are here to serve? I'm getting a yes. Are you here to serve humanity, Earth, cosmos, universe? Multiverse, okay, that's the biggest one. Infiniverse, that's everything. Everything and everyone. So you have a soul mission related to helping the entirety of all of reality. Yeah, that I can't even explain that in a short sentence, what that is. You and I have similar
I get it.
Things. Now, here's a great question to ask. Okay, I just want you to focus on that symptom right now that you just told us about. I'm going to ask, what percentage of this symptom has to do with your stuff in this timeline that has not yet healed? 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. 2%. Wow. 2% your stuff. Okay. Any percentage related to your alternate timelines? Yes. Okay. What percentage is related to maybe some of your
past lives or alternate lives having issues. 50, 40, 30, 1, 2. We've got about 32% other lives. Okay. Any due to mass consciousness or Mother Earth? No. Okay. Issues or things that are healing in the Infiniverse? I'm getting a yes. What percentage is Infiniverse not your stuff in this timeline? 50, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 45% related to that. Okay. Any related to people that you know? No. Soul destiny partners? Yes. Okay. Other than the Infiniverse? Yes. So do you have a soul contract or soul destiny partner that you're processing their stuff? Yes. Okay. And who is it? Is it a planet? No. A group of people? Yes. Okay. A group of humans? No. A group of angels? Yes. A group of angels or earth angels? Okay. So humans who have angel souls? Yes. Okay. So you are here to help heal that as well. So the collective of all of us earth angels that have angelic souls but are human. Does that resonate at all?
Oh, yes. I thought maybe I was an archangel. I had that feeling.
Well, you may have a higher self that's an archangel energy for sure. We don't have time to test that. But we are told that not only are you representing, you know, and helping with whatever you're doing in this timeline is helping the entire of reality, but you specifically have a role in helping other earth angelic souls with their healing. So that's a lot of us that you're responsible for. So that may not be the highest percentage of why you have pain, but there's other, in Topic and Healing, we would teach you like where you would focus the healing so that your symptoms would get better. I can't tell you how many times I've done that where I've healed something else and my body gets better.
Wow.
It's a little skill set. Yeah, it's kind of specific to Topic and Healing, but as long as it works, that's what matters to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, we're getting that you have three issues here that can heal today. Two of them you don't need to know about, so I'm going to go ahead and ask do you have any God team members less than 100% truth, love, or light? No, okay, so we're going to ask your God team to go ahead and take care of those two things. And do we need to know what the last one is? Yes. Okay, let me quickly get that. A, B, C, even, odd, 1, 3. Okay, so the one that the God wants you to know about is some sort of emotional baggage. Well, usually when we get to that, is it emotional resonance? Yeah. So this is actually out of the body code, not my system, but the emotion code, body code system. What's that one emotion you need to know about? A, B, even, odd, 1, 3, 5. Okay. Okay, so it's creative insecurity. Creative insecurity is an emotion where you don't feel like you have any creative control over your own life, where you just feel like life is happening to you. Do you ever feel like that?
At times, yes.
At times, okay. So is this from you in this timeline? I'm getting a yes. Is it inherited? No. Did you absorb it? Yeah. So you absorbed this one from someone. A parent? Yes. Dad?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 6. So age 6, you absorbed it from dad, this emotion. So we're going to just go ahead and clear that right now. So it's now commanded that this creative insecurity be cleared from you and everyone on the call who has this in the highest and best way. Thank you. Okay, so do you have any of these three issues now that we can heal today? I'm getting a no at the moment. So do you feel any shift? You may or may not right yet, but just curious.
I just feel happy. I feel like crying.
That's
I'm
good.
A crier,
that's a good sign.
Way much.
Oh, okay. Me too.
I'm so grateful you picked me. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Aw, you're very welcome. I think the most important thing for you, and I think everyone to understand on the call, so thank you for your example, is that a lot of times our symptoms are not our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what would be so great to know, what part is our stuff, you know, and what part is not our stuff, and do we really have to feel somebody else's stuff? In your case, sometimes yes, but in other cases, no, and so we can increase boundaries, we can send healing to whoever it is we're supposed to be helping and get them healed much, much faster so that we don't really have to keep getting the hint that somebody else needs their help. Does that make sense?
Wow. Yes, it does.
Great. Thank you so much, Perry.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you. I'm very grateful.
My pleasure.
Thank you. K,
Can you hear me, Karen?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. Perfect. Okay. Well, let's do this. I know, oh, you've been so, so generous with your time and your healings today. I'd love if we could just really conclude this beautiful time that we've spent together with you taking us through the process.
Oh, fantastic. Great. Thank you, Ian. So I'm going to group now, the group here live with us as well as on the replay. So let me just take a moment. Okay, so I've got two positive morphic fields that would be best for the group. Let me ask, are these in guide two? Yes, okay. So what's the first one? Is it in column A, B, C, C, even, odd, odd, 1, 3? Okay, that's in the emotional row. Is it on the left? Yes. Okay, joy. Oh, boy. I got new contacts, so I can hardly read my own writing. Okay, so joy. Oh, interesting. It's power. Huh. Was not guessing that one. Okay, so there's a positive morphic field of power. Okay, so we're going to do that one first. So everyone, again, just make the intention to receive. If you want to feel something, you might want to close your eyes just so you can concentrate on what your body feels like. So we're going to go ahead and do this. And you can repeat after me and say it personally, like for yourself. I'll do it for everybody, but you can also repeat it as well. So it's now commanded that the positive morphic field of power be downloaded and activated for everyone here and on the replay in the highest and best way and all timelines where you exist with ease and grace. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to double check. Okay, so did we get that power download? Yes. Okay, is there anyone on the call and the replay that was not allowed to have this one? No. Good. And was there anyone that was not able to fully download and activate it? No. Okay, great. Awesome. So what's the second one? Is it in column A, B, or C? B this time. Even, odd, odd, 1, 3. Okay, so same row. Right. Okay. So these are what I call the self. They start words that start with self. So is it self-discipline? No. Self-responsibility? No. Self-reliance? No. Self-fulfillment? No. Okay, we're done with the self. So what's the next morphic field of being loved, accepted, or one with your tribe? Okay, a morphic field of what it feels like to be one with your tribe. This is very special. Now, sometimes we have to download these to humans who are what we call light being star people. They used to be light beings in other timelines, but now they're in a human body. And in their past lives, they have only known love and only known oneness. So when they come into a human body and become separate, sometimes they feel really lonely. And there's some of you on the call and on the replay who know what I'm talking about, that you know what I'm talking about. Like you've grown up and felt like no matter how much you tried to fit in or whatever, you have friends, it never felt enough. Like you felt alone, like you were missing something, like a part of you. And this is that morphic field to help you remember what that feels like to be one. So let's go ahead and do that. So it's now commanded that the morphic field of being one and feeling one, totally embodied, one with your tribe, be downloaded and activated, and everyone on the call and on the replay in the highest and best way, all directions of time and all timelines where you exist, where it's allowed by source. Thank you. Okay, let me settle. Okay, good. So is that complete? Yes. Okay, great. So, yeah, so, if, you know, if anybody can write in some feedback, that would be great, how that felt to you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Beautiful. Well, beautiful. Well, Dr. Karen, it has been wonderful today. You've been, as I said, so generous with your time and your healing. We did a lot of healings today, and just so appreciate the fact that, you know, when you work with one person, all that beautiful healing energy gets disseminated throughout the group as well, so all of us can benefit. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And just FYI, we already have 3 people who are booking Light Warrior interviews, so we only have 17 spots left.
Okay. Okay.
For that one, just FYI. Yeah, so thank you, and thank you to everyone in your tribe.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and I see four people just looking now have booked the healing session already. So there's going to be, those spots are going to go pretty fast. So if you are feeling any inclination, check in with your guidance and go ahead and book that spot with Dr. Karen. Well, is there anything, Dr. Karen, that I should have asked you that you feel I didn't ask you so that you could share with the group? Anything that's coming through that you'd like to share as a final word as we wind this down?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I sometimes that we, myself included, have gotten so enamored with, you know, spiritual teachers and healers and things like that, that sometimes we have lost our ability to discern what is really for our highest good and what's best for us. So one of the things that Source has kind of shared with me that I want to share with everyone here is that there is one quality, so to speak, that you should look for in a healer or that makes the healer the most effective healer. Now, a lot of people are very enamored with power. So I've had people say, oh, this healer is really powerful. You know, I was in their presence and they channeled so-and-so and it was powerful. And that can be very, like I said, we can be very enamored with that. But the bottom line is, what effect does it have on your life? And did it make you feel like you were empowered, or did it make you feel like you needed them, you know? Or did you feel like good in their presence, or did they make you feel bad because you're doing everything wrong, or, you know, that kind of thing? So the core issue, the core thing, rather, that I've been guided to share is that it's the state of being, and that's the vibration, of the healer, not necessarily what they channel or what they do or even the style. I know I'm, you know, talking about, you know, Topican healing here, but it's really the resonance and vibration of that being. So if that healer, you know, is anxious, is, you know, stressed, is, you know, having issues themselves, I'm not saying we're perfect because we're not, but if their state of being is really in that connection with Source, they're going to be like the eye of the hurricane. No matter what happens, they're going to come back to center really quickly, and in their presence, that starts to rub off. We call that entrainment. That starts to rub off on you. And so I feel that's really, really important for people to know. Check in with your inner guidance. How does it feel to be in that presence with that person? Do you feel good? Do you not feel good? Do you feel drained? Do you feel more energy? Do you feel inspired? You know, and look at them. Look at their life. You know, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. You know, do they seem real? Are they authentic? Are they human? You know, like, are they trying to be perfect? And is that okay that they make mistakes? And so those are kinds of the hints, because we've had a lot of people, unfortunately, over time, you know, just different stories, been led astray because they thought this person was really powerful and they're so famous and they're a medium, and, you know, but then come to find out it wasn't so good for them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with everyone. Yeah.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Dr. Karen, thank you again for your precious spirit and your energy and bringing your talents to share with the community and your amazing modalities. I know that you have so many followers, so to speak, people who just absolutely love working with you and just think so highly of you. So it's really my pleasure to have you on the show. So thank you again for being here and sharing your beautiful soul with us today.
Thank you, Ian, and thank you for everyone listening in now, you know, live and on the replay. I really appreciate it because I know your time is precious. And, thanks for sharing your love and light with me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and all you beautiful souls for tuning in, thank you so much for being here and sharing your amazing vibration and just contributing to the expansion of consciousness. Sweet, sweet souls, thank you. We totally appreciate you. You're so loved. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun. Thank the Ancient Ones. We thank all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you, thank you. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.
Namaste.